This is Apollo Control Houston at 68 hours, 28 minutes into the flight now of Apollo 8. We're drawing closer to the moon with the Apollo 8 spacecraft. Our current reading, 1,773.1 nautical miles away. Velocity going up the steep curve now. Our current reading, 5,945 feet per second. We had a very brief communications check with the Apollo 8 spacecraft. They acknowledged that communications looked fine. We're some 30 minutes now away from our time of loss of signal, and the time that the Apollo 8 spacecraft goes over the backside of the moon, out of sight from the ground. The LOI-1 burn, by the way, is to be performed retrograde to take energy out so that Apollo 8 can dip into lunar orbit rather than to continue with its free return trajectory. For the burn, the crew will be in a heads-down position, giving them a visual reference to the lunar surface. The vehicle should be pitched slightly nose up, perhaps on the order of 8 degrees from the local horizontal. At 68 hours, 29 minutes, 25 seconds into the flight, continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control Houston. This is Apollo Control Houston at 68 hours, 33 minutes, 8 seconds now into the flight of Apollo 8. Apollo 8 now 1,517 nautical miles away from the moon. Current velocity reading 20.2 feet per second and accelerating. The Apollo 8 is currently going through a series of systems checks. We've had some conversations. Jerry Carr, capsule communicator, with Bill Anders aboard the spacecraft, and we'll pick those up for you now.
Apollo 8, Houston, comm check.
Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Apollo 8, Houston, go.
Roger, we're ready to activate the primary water motor.
Roger, copy.
We gotta go?
Roger, go.
Okay, steam pressure going to auto.
Apollo 8, Houston, we're on low bit rate. We won't see your steam pressure. Your rad out is 3-3, over.
Roger, we're below the boiling limit, and steam pressure is steady at 0.15.
Roger. Apollo 8, this is Houston. We've got our lunar map up and ready to go.
This is Apollo Control Houston. You heard that last report. Our lunar map, lunar display is up here in Mission Control Center. And we are ready to go at 68 hours, 34 minutes, 48 seconds into the flight of Apollo 8. This is Apollo Control Houston. This is Apollo Control Houston at 68 hours, 40 minutes, 54 seconds now into the flight. Apollo 8 now 1,128 nautical miles away from the moon. Our current velocity reading 6,467 feet per second. We've had a brief conversation. Jerry Carr has talked to Bill Anders aboard the Apollo 8 spacecraft regarding service propulsion system tank pressures, and we're going to play that conversation now.
Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Apollo 8, Houston, go.
Roger, we're showing a fuel pressure of 167 and ox of 163. I'm wondering, do you think there's a possibility of us having a transient caution warning trip on fuel ox pressure at the beginning of the burn that would correct itself phenomenally as we had a chance to pressurize, over.
Roger, understand. We'll check. Stand by.
Roger.
Apollo 8, Houston. Apollo 8, this is Houston. We've been reading fuel 173, aux 167, holding steady for a long period of time. We expect no caution and warning trip. Over.
Roger. Understand.
Apollo Control, Houston. Meanwhile, here in Mission Control Center, our LOS clock, loss of signal clock, continues to count down. We now read mark 15 minutes 26 seconds until that time that the Apollo 8 spacecraft will pass out of communications range over the backside of the moon. And at 68 hours 42 minutes 50 seconds into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Roger, understand.
Apollo 8, Houston. Roger, in about 10 seconds, we'll have you 19 minutes from ignition. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. As you heard on that mark, they were counting down for time of ignition. Meanwhile, in Mission Control Center, our time away from LOS, now reading 7 minutes 50 seconds. And at 68 hours, 50 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. Minutes into the flight of Apollo 8. Apollo 8 now 582 nautical miles away. A velocity reading 7191 feet per second. We're some 5 minutes, 30 seconds away from LOS at this time. At this time, Glenn Lunny has gone around the room taking a status check with his flight control team. We look go. We continue to stand by, and this is Apollo Control, Houston. Houston, 68 hours, 54 minutes now onto the flight. Our Apollo 8 spacecraft now 529 nautical miles away. Velocity reading of 7286 feet per second. Jerry Carr has spoken with the crew, and we're going to pick up that conversation now.
Apollo 8, Houston. All systems go. Over.
Thank you, Houston. Apollo 8.
Roger, Frank. The custard's in the oven at 350. Over.
Don't go, friend. Roger.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. We're now some 3 minutes, 35 seconds away from LOS and standing by. Houston, 2 minutes 50 seconds away from time of LOS now. Our distance away from the moon, 460 nautical miles. Velocity, 7417 feet per second. Here in Mission Control, we're standing by. There's certainly a great deal of anxiety at this moment, as in the next 2.5 minutes, we will not talk with the crew for some period of time. We acquire at 36 minutes. And so at 68 hours, 55 minutes, continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control. Two minutes away now from LOS.
LOS.
And 18 nautical nautical miles now away from the moon. Our velocity continuing to build up, 75, 18 feet per second, continuing to climb. One minute, 30 seconds away now from loss of signal. Our distance away from the moon now, 401 nautical miles. Velocity reading 75, 35 as we continue with this flight of Apollo 8. One minute away now from LOS.
1 minute to LOS, all systems go.
Recorder,
current altitude away from the moon, 377 nautical miles.
Thanks a lot, Trips. We'll see you on the other side.
You heard the remark of Jim Lovell. Thanks a lot, Troops. We'll see you on the other side. We have a correction to that voice from the spacecraft. That was Bill Anders.
Roger.
Bill Anders again with that remark, Roger. When advised at 10 seconds to LOS, you're on your way. We've had loss of a signal with Apollo 8 at 68 hours, 58 minutes, 45 seconds. We will watch with continuing interest the AOS clock here in Mission Control. Control Houston, 69 hours now into the flight of Apollo 8. We're going to pick up that transmission when Jerry Carr advised that we were LOS.
Apollo 8, Houston, 2 minutes to LOS. Apollo 8, Houston, 1 minute to LOS. All systems go. Roger, safe journey, guys.
Thanks a lot, Trips. We'll see you on the other side.
Apollo 8, 10 seconds to go. You're go all the way.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control Houston. They're traveling over the back side of the moon now. Our velocity reading here, 7777 feet per second. At the present time, we show an altitude above the moon of 293 nautical miles. So at 69 hours, 1 minute, this is Apollo Control Houston. Apollo Apollo Control Houston, 69 hours, 3 minutes, now into the flight of Apollo 8. Apollo 8 now traveling over the backside of the moon. Time of ignition for our service propulsion system engine burn, 69 hours, 8 minutes, 52 seconds. A little over 4 minutes away from this time. Apollo 8 will perform its burn in the guidance and navigation mode using the onboard computer and the DISCI, the display keyboard. To do this, the crew will key into one of their guidance programs on the DISCI. The service propulsion system gimbal is trimmed before the burn. Maneuver to burn altitude has already been accomplished. A good deal of data will be flashed on the DISCI, and then in the final 30 seconds, a countdown to time of ignition will come up on its face. Then at time of ignition, minus 5 seconds, comes what, in effect, is a final go, no go. The computer, in effect, asks the crew, may I proceed? To execute the burn, one of the crew, probably spacecraft commander Frank Borman, must punch the proceed key. So at 69 hours, 4 minutes, 55 seconds into the flight of Apollo 8, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control, Houston, 69 hours, 8 minutes. Apollo 8 is now less than 30 seconds away from the planned time of the lunar orbit insertion burn. The crew should be now looking at the countdown to ignition on the face of their display and keyboard. Heads down, they should be seeing the features, the rugged features, over the backside of the moon, moving below them at a high rate of speed. Standing by, this is Apollo Control. We should be burning now. Although we will not know until we reacquire their retrograde burn with the service propulsion system engine should be progressing now, assuming no last-minute complications. We won't know, however, until we acquire. Longest wait thus far in the mission. We're 19 minutes, 50 seconds away from acquisition at this time. During mission control simulations, this was a good time for coffee breaks for the flight controllers, but that is not true today. Continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, Houston, 69 hours, 15 minutes, and now into the flight. Our display readings now show an altitude of 86 nautical miles, a velocity reading of 83.55. This last reading, assuming that we did not have a burn. Our AOS at this time, 16 minutes, 40 seconds. If for any reason the service propulsion system engine did not burn, we would see the spacecraft perhaps 10 minutes before a normal acquisition time. So here in Mission Control, continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, Houston, here in Mission Control Center. Cliff Charlesworth Glenn Lunny, we should say, getting ready to talk to his flight control team. Our time of acquisition clock now reading 9 minutes 45 seconds, and we're continuing to watch it. Meanwhile, our top clock is counting forward, now reading 25 seconds. The top clock was used to denote an acquisition time if we had a no-burn situation. But We will continue to monitor here in Mission Control Center. Should be rolling 180 degrees shortly, if not already, to establish S-band high-gain antenna communications with the ground. We're standing by in Mission Control. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Mark, 3 minutes from predicted time of acquisition. Standing by. Apollo Control, Houston. Mark, 2 minutes from predicted time of acquisition. Apollo Control, Houston. Mark, 1 minute from predicted time of acquisition. Apollo Control, Houston. Jerry Carr has placed a call. We're standing by. We've heard nothing yet, but we're standing by. Apollo Control, Houston. We've acquired signal, but no voice contact yet. We're standing by.
This is Houston. Verify your evaporator water control and automatic. Over.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. We have a crew report of an orbit of 60.5 nautical miles by 169 nautical miles. Standing by, continuing to monitor. This Apollo Control.
Apollo 8, Houston, over. Apollo 8, Houston, over. Apollo 8, this is Houston. Houston, over.
Roger, Houston, we read you loud and clear. How do you read us?
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Reading you loud and clear now. Verify your evaporator water control panel switch to the auto position, over.
Roger, Roger, it is an auto.
Roger.
Bird status report as follows. Burn on time. Burn time, 4 minutes, 6 and a half seconds. BGX, minus 1.4. Attitudes, nominal. No trim. BGY was 0. BGZ was plus 0.2. Delta VC was minus 20.2. 169.1 by 60.5.
Apollo 8 Houston, roger, the burn on time. Burn time 406.5. VGX is minus 1.4. Houston, verify your EVAP water control on panel 382 is auto. Your EVAP out temperature is high. Over.